Thanks for tuning in. I'm Wyatt.
I'm Preston.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to the Golden Boys Podcast.
Today we will be discussing the controversial and debatable topic of vaccines and whether or not it's the right thing to do.
So, what even is a vaccine?
A vaccine is a substance that is made of weakened or killed germs. They are used to make your immune system stronger and more protected against that disease. Vaccines are one of science's greatest accomplishments, and it saves countless lives every day.
Putting the disease inside my body? That sounds scary. How is that even safe?
I don't think it's safe, and putting chemicals like mercury inside you cannot be good. Like I said before, these chemicals are dangerous and doctors don't know what they're talking about with all this immunization baloney because of the foolishness of all the doctors out there in today's world. People will fall ill with deadly plagues and possibly die because of these stupid things called vaccines.
So you're telling me that if I get my children vaccinated, they're gonna get infected and possibly die?
Precisely. Vaccines are bad and should not be used.
Blah, blah, blah. All the talk about vaccines being bad is complete and utter nonsense. All proof of them being dangerous has either been debunked or proven wrong. How many people have died because of anti-vaccination?
Listening to both sides of the argument, I'm gonna have to agree with Nathan that vaccines are a good thing for our bodies and it's a safe practice. Doing some of my own research, I found something pretty interesting. Before the measles vaccine, about 500 Americans died per year, and after the vaccine, 50. But as the popularity of anti-vaccination increases, so does the infection rate. Quote, in New York, as a part of this outbreak, there are 332 reports since January, with more than 40 new cases this week. And that was published in the mid-April, just 3 months into the year.
Wow, that's shocking seeing how many people it saves and how deadly it could be. I'm going to vaccinate my future children, and so should you.
Thanks for listening to the Golden Boys Podcast. We can't wait for next week when we investigate whether school lunches have enough nutritional value. And don't forget your shots.